on upcoming events. The website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Hey, good morning. Medicine Ball Caravan time for a Thursday here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. We're going to be speaking to Christian Mader of Brass Bed and Chris French, who many of you know from Roddy Romero's group, and he's also heading up Tipitina's youth program. We're going to find out all about that and about a special free show that's happening with Brass Bed and others at the Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow evening. We're going to talk about something in a bit. Kind of how to live in a bad dream. This is taken from The Secret Will Keep You. Brass Bed, as we kick off this caravan. Bed here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. And with me in the studio, I have Christian Mader of Brass Bed, along with Chris French. Christian, tell us a little bit about, first of all, how you been, man?
I've been really good, actually. I've been very busy.
Yeah, you guys have been going on the road every now and then. I've been seeing on Facebook and stuff.
We just had like a busy beginning of the year. We did a tour in January, an ill-fated one, but a tour nonetheless, and then we started the process of making a new record in February, did South By in March, and then Then we all turned 30, and that was kind of the beginning of our year.
you're recording this new one in Austin? Or
Austin by way of California. We did the first round of tracking in Sacramento, and then we're doing this. We're doing all the overdubs and stuff in Austin.
Wow. Yeah. Well, okay, yeah, we talked about this ill-fated event that happened. I think it happened up in Chicago.
Correct, yeah.
For the second time, I understand.
Yeah, that's our second time.
Maybe we shouldn't go. Of course, that's a major city. You can't avoid Chicago.
It's not even just a major city. It's like one of the major music cities. Yes. I mean, every booking agency, record label has an office in Chicago like they do in New York or Los Angeles. Yeah, it's unavoidable.
Yeah, you can't play Middle America without hitting Chicago.
I mean, yeah, it's the second city for a reason, you know.
So tell us about what happened.
It was the trip itself, I think, had bad omens around it. We had to cancel two dates on our way up due to illness. I had the flu, which I haven't had in about 10 years, and then I got it the day before that happened. And then there was a death in the family and the band, and the funeral arrangements had to be made. We did our first show in Chicago and then woke up to a broken window and snow in the van and light a couple of guitars. Well, more than a couple, but so that was kind of a very weird start to a trip, but we recovered very quickly and well, thanks to a lot of very close friends here in Lafayette and around the country.
Wow. Well, what exactly happened? I mean, was the stuff recovered or?
The gist of it was is once we found out that the stuff was gone, which was, you know, the broken window again, we kind of put an APB on Facebook, you know, saying like, this is what was stolen. If you guys happen to see any of it, let us know. And some folks asked us if they could help. So we, as discreetly as one can on social network, kind of put a little like PayPal address and some folks started donating money, and then Fender Guitars got involved and helped us out with a couple of guitars to patch us through to the end of the trip. And then about a month later, thanks to all the traffic from the Facebook post, a shop in Chicago actually found our gear, and somebody walked in trying to sell it to them. Two of the guitars that had gotten stolen and the pedal boards walked into the shop, and the guy kind of saw an immediate red flag about the gear and how much the person was asking for it, and Googled, you know, stolen Rickenbacker bass, and the first hit was our Facebook profile piece on it. And so he was able to find us and actually say, like, hey, guys, I have some, if not all, your equipment.
Wow, something good happening out of Facebook.
I know. It's, yeah.
Something positive, which I think was the original intent, you know, before it became an advertisement thing. But anyway, great, man. That's incredible that happened. So, you know, because of that and because of people keeping their eyes out, you guys decided to do a sort of a thank you show this week.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you're in a rock and roll band, there are not a whole lot of things you can offer people other than playing music. Somebody pointed out to me the other day, though, that, you know, people did this for us because they liked having us around playing music, so maybe this was the best thing that we could do. So we decided, honestly, actually, before any of this stuff kind of came back to us, that the best thing that we could do is play a free show and try and find something that we could pay forward. And so we actually just by serendipitously got invited by Chris here to do a workshop. And it kind of got us in touch with Chris, and it got me thinking, well, maybe this is something that we can help out with somehow in some small way. Not being able to have money to donate ourselves, we had to find something to do. So Mark Falgo at Blue Moon graciously offered to host a free show and then donate a proceed from the bar to the Tipitina's Youth Program.
Wow, that's sweet. Well, we have Chris French here, and Chris, tell us a little about when did you take over the charge of the Tipitina's Youth Program, and tell us a little bit about what the program does.
They asked me to start the program about a year ago, and it started off with just a monthly workshop that I host at the ACA, and I have artists like Mark Broussard and Brass Bed, Royal Teeth did one. And they do a short concert, and then they do an actually hands-on workshop with the talented students in this area. Jam session, whatever, talk about music business, talk about how they got into music, just sort of given their background.
Are you doing this on a fairly regular basis? I know it used to be like once monthly or something.
Yeah, it's once a month on a Sunday at 2 o'clock.
That's good. It was never on a Sunday before. I remember it always being midweek, so that actually works probably better, I would imagine.
Yeah, it works great.
So they contacted you, It's called the youth program. So basically, is there some kind of limit, an age limit, or is that just basically the overall name of the
It's mostly middle school and high school kids. It's gotcha. Mostly teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two aspects of it. There's one aspect where I actually take on interns, and this is students who are a little more serious. They want to like be music teachers or be professional musicians, and I'm helping guide them through the university process, like auditioning. How to be a professional, you know, just simple stuff like how to show up on a gig.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need when you go to a recording studio? And it's really valuable experience. I didn't learn most of that stuff until I was in my 20s wasting other people's money in the studio. So it's nice to, you know, if you start getting groomed whenever you're a teenager, you'll have a much better chance of actually succeeding.
Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up playing guitar in the 70s, you know, things like that weren't even – I don't think people were even thinking that way. So, I mean, you know, this I just love what's happening. Like I said, this generation, man, there's just so many opportunities and so much exposure to things that weren't available before. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I forgot to mention the best part. It's all completely free.
Wow. So is there a website or a Facebook page? I mean, how do people find out about these workshops?
Tipitina's Foundation has all the information. It's always posted on the ACA's website also.
Oh,
they're very
see.
Gracious to let us to do it in their main theater.
Wow.
So it makes it easy for me to get a good artist because everyone wants to play the ACA because it sounds so good there.
All right, right. Well, you've been doing it over the past couple of nights. So,
yeah.
And then we'll do it again this evening. Well, yeah, that's a great effort. So this will happen again Friday. Brass Bed's going to be playing. Who else is joining in on the fun?
It's basically a big family show. So we have Carbon Poppies, which is Johnny and Peter from Brass Bed, and then Peter's wife, Allison, who's practically the fifth member of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ben Jones, who's been our traveling fourth member for about the past 2 years, he just started a new solo project that he recorded a record for. So he's going to be performing. So it's basically everybody that was in some way directly or indirectly affected by, you know, the kindness of people in Lafayette. So that's why the lineup is the way it is. And plus, I think it's going to be the first time we've ever actually done a Brass Bed Carbon Poppy show, which is – we've done things where we've played – with members, but the first time I think we're actually going to have like separate shows that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. That should be something else. So again, that happens tomorrow night. You know, the usual time, right after 9-ish, I guess, is going to be when it's going to start. Whenever people show up. So, Blue Moon tomorrow night, free admission for Brass Bed, and like again, the proceeds from the bar will help out Tipitina's youth program. Will they be just taking donations from folks who may want to help out?
We'll be taking donations, and Brass Bed's going to be giving us a Gretsch guitar, and I think some pedals and some cables as well. So we're excited about that.
Wow. Well, impressive, guys. You know, keep up the good work. And, I'm looking forward for this next Brass Bed record. I mean, you know, when do you see that happening? Later this year or next year? Or
we might have some stuff that will come out at the end of this year. We're not sure yet. We have a 7-inch in the can. We're just kind of figuring out what to do with it first. And then the LP probably beginning of next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, man, guys, keep it up, and looking forward to seeing this. You know, thanks for coming, guys. We're gonna go back. Let's go back to Midnight Matinee album. I remember when you guys first released this back and visit us in the studio.
Oh,
we're gonna listen to the final track, "Killer Bees," from Midnight Matinee. This is Brass Bed again. Christian, thanks so much for coming by, man.
Christian, yeah, thanks,
Chris. That's taken from the upcoming project by Allison Bull, who, of course, has a close brass band connection. That's from her new project, Kind Cousin. It'll be coming out soon in a new tune called Gum Wrapper Rings. Prior to that, Brass Band themselves with Killer Bees going back to 2008 and their release, Midnight Matinee. You're listening to The Caravan here on KRVS. It's 20 minutes past the hour. With me in the studio, proud to have none other than Steve Berlin of Los Lobos, longtime member of Los Lobos, noted producer and just part of the LA scene from way back in the 70s, I think, late 70s when I first heard of you. And I think I first met you back at the Blasters, back at the old Kingfish Club in Baton Rouge when you originally played there.
I remember it well.
You remember it well? Oh, really?
I do, actually. That one sticks out.
Wow, well, great. Yeah, that was definitely a fun gig. And Los Lobos has visited Lafayette, I guess about 2-3 times over the past couple of decades. But here, a 3-night stand.
It's so amazing.
That's pretty amazing. I'm amazed that this is happening in Lafayette.
We never stop for 3 days anywhere. I don't think ever.
I was going to say that.
It's such an amazing, it's so much fun to wake up and not have to think about where you're going the next day. And, they've been taking such great care of us here. Every night's just been an amazing party.
Well, I know. It really has been. So you got one more night. It's a sold-out show tonight.
But kind of sad about that.
Yeah, and you guys even showed up last night at the Blue Moon. Just a big gathering of a lot of friends. So it's been nonstop since you guys got here.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's been eating good?
Eating great. I know. It's like I said, it's going to be really sad to leave. The next show, I think, is in Fairfield, Iowa. We're just going to be the most miserable bunch of bastards you ever saw in your life. You get Cracker Barrel or nothing.
Right. It's one night stand. So this is sweet. Did you guys get to do anything other than just play here? Did you get to see anything other than eat and play?
So far, it's been a lot of eating and playing. Today, I think there'll be a bit more of a field trip aspect to it. So let's go try and make it down to Maurice and see our friends at Dockside and maybe pay a visit to Buckwheat and kind of visit with some friends a little bit if time permits.
All right. Have you spent time at Dockside before?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done a bunch of records at Dockside.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have, no, like who? Who did you
Buckwheat, Zydeco. Well,
oh, okay.
Two of his, and there's something else in there, too. I forget. But, yeah, I've spent a good bit of time there.
Wow. Well, tell us, how did you first come into Los Lobos? Like I said, I know they were already in existence and that you were with other groups. But,
well, I was with the Blasters, and the Lobos opened up a show at the Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
They were amazing, and we just sort of started talking and became friends. And they said, you know, that a lot of these songs we're playing have sax parts. You want to come learn them? And, from that moment, it was sort of, you know, everything shifted.
Yeah, yeah. What year was that, about 80 or?
1980, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, it's been a great ride. I mean, now they're celebrating their 40th year in existence. There's not too many bands that can claim that, you know.
It's really hard to fathom how we made 40, but I guess the evidence is kind of sound. We can't disprove it.
So, what do you guys have planned for tonight? I mean, when you do like three shows in a row, I wouldn't imagine. Do you keep the same set basically, or shift it up?
We're gonna try and shift. You know, we try not to repeat. I mean, we figure there's a couple. You know, probably some people have tickets for all three nights, so we try to keep it different. But you know, it's been great playing with Roddy Romero. I mean, he's amazing, and his band's great. So we've been sort of doing this, you know, osmosis thing where we kind of ooze onto their stage, and mm-hmm. you know, and then they ooze onto our stage. So it's been with them around, it's just been, just been amazing.
Well, yeah, that's got to be something to see. I mean, with all the talent, I mean, you got great accordion players in both bands. I mean, yeah. every instrument is represented. So
it's pretty, it's been amazing.
So yeah, I'm curious to see what's going to happen there tonight. So but anyway, I'm just so thrilled that you guys were able to make it into town. Any new albums in the works?
No,
for you guys?
We just
road dogging it.
Yeah, well, we put out the 40th, the
compilation
live in New York, the Disconnected. So that is still relatively recent, and you know, there's no way you could really make a new record that spoke to being together for 40 years. So we did this live album of stuff that people had been asking about, songs that we'd never played live or ones that have sort of fallen off the wayside a little bit. So I think this year is probably going to be pretty much just all about that, and then maybe next year we'll go in the studio and put some out, maybe next summer. I don't know. We're not even talking about it at this point, so I can't tell you exactly when that's going to happen.
Right. Well, you guys stay on the road. I mean, as many albums as you've produced, I still basically think you guys are considered a road band, because it seems like you're always playing.
We are always on the road. It's true.
Well, speaking on the road, I have Gerd Vusterman of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, who had the gumption to put this together and actually managed to. I mean, congratulations getting them for a third night. I mean, that you know, three nights in a city for a group of this stature just doesn't happen in Lafayette.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't tell you. We're still, I think, Roddy, the band, myself, and most of the people in Lafayette have experienced this now. We're all floating on air because, I mean, you know, the coolest thing I think about this whole experience is that Steve and all the guys in the band are some of the most gracious and sweetest people I've ever met in this. Because, you know, it's just really, we're all just having a great time, spending great times together. But when this became after having had the band here a year and a half ago, when this became sort of a possibility that we could pull this together and have Roddy and the band coming together and really creating some new music for all intents and purposes, right? It was kind of a dream come true. I really had dreamed about this for a long time, and so being able to have the band here for a stretch of time and really work together and get to know each other a little bit more, both bands really sort of getting on each other's skin a little bit, I think that was just the goal. And for us, Louisiana Crossroads, you know, this is one of the things we wanted to do. We wanted to explore the tangents of great roots music, what happens here in this incredible music culture, what happens in this incredible music culture on the other side of the country, and how it can, where are the tangents, how does it connect, and how can we create some new stuff around it. And I think that's exactly what's happening right now, and I can tell you, if somebody runs me over with the bus today, I'll be all right.
Well, like I said, we still have another performance this evening. Again, that one was sold out a while back, but you know, if you do have tickets, I don't know, just talking with Chris, who was performing last night, telling me little stories. I think we all have a feeling tonight's going to be something special. I mean, yeah. You know, because there's something about that third time's the charm.
Yeah,
you know?
the last night everybody's let their hair down, and you know, I mean, for me, you know, I watched these two nights now already, and I've seen the rehearsals and what little rehearsal there was to you know, things unfold, and it's incredible because there's a totally different set list every night. Things just sort of flow, and everybody's just coming together and playing around each other, and I think absolutely there is something fresh and new happening tonight again, and I'm sure that you're right. There's some people that probably have a ticket for each night, and I think they're blown away because, you know, one thing that I love about Los Lobos in particular is you have this enormous chest of incredible music. It has such a spectrum, not just your own stuff, but also you can, I mean, like last night you did the Traffic number, right? I mean, so all of a sudden they're reaching into this well of other music, and it comes out completely effortless, and it comes out sounding completely Los Lobos, and that totally blew my mind, and you know, having that experience here is really very, very special.
That is the thing about Los Lobos. I mean, yes, the repertoire, the song catalog is just, I mean, every time I've seen Los Lobos, there's just a new list of songs. And actually, when the first time I saw Los Lobos was, I think it was, well, that year in 80, I think it was 83 or something, in New Orleans, the group X was playing on the Riverboat President. I knew John Doe and X-Scene, so we gave them a ride because Los Lobos was playing at Tipitina's.
Yes.
And as we walked into Tipitina's, I'm hearing Los Lobos playing Grand Mamou, which is where I'm from, and I mean, that was like, I mean, that threw me for a loop. I mean, that they would even know that song, much less performing it.
I remember that night actually really very, very clearly. It was let's say for radio, but that was the first and only time that as a band we all ingested psychedelics, and it was just an insane night.
Oh wow, well, you know, hey. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, you know, evidently it wasn't such a great idea because we haven't done it since, but that night seemed like a good idea. The funniest part is that we got John up on stage to sing with us, and we're tripping balls. And John, I guess, had a few earlier, and I don't think, like, for whatever reason, our crowd didn't recognize him. And the people are like, you know, get that bum off the stage. It's like, that's John too. It's not, like, you know, who let that guy on the stage?
Oh, and John was just rang that night. I mean, we were just getting out of here, and like he goes, I'll get us in. And he started walking in. X scene's like, he's good at this. He's good at this. You know. So yeah. So next thing we knew, yeah, we were just sliding into there, and I know we ended up, you know, backstage afterwards. But yeah, that was a crazy.
It was a crazy night.
Not to mention, yeah, I don't remember that night very well.
It's bad. Somehow or another, I do.
But yeah, I had gone through two concerts in one evening. So yeah, but well, anyway, so good that you guys made it into town, and you know, who knows? I hope if every guy slide by here again, you decide to do another 3 days. You know, we can come up with.
We could start tomorrow.
We can come up with all kind of things for you guys to do. You
actually, we're going to Baton Rouge on Friday, so it'd have to be Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, that's coming up. Well, anyway, a pleasure for you to drop by, Steve, and look, just an honor to have Los Lobos in town for 3 days. This has just been incredible. It's been the buzz of the week, and I'm sure will be for quite some time.
It's the highlight of our year for sure.
Well, that's great to hear, man. Wow. Steve Berlin and Greg Vroosterman, again, Los Lobos, doing their final performance tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It is a sold-out show. Let's go out with some Masi Mas.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And time to look at the Medicine Ball calendar this evening. Los Lobos sold out performance at the Acadiana Center for the Arts that kicks off at 7:30-ish. Jason Harrington will perform this evening at the Blue Dog Cafe. It's Pop Evil and Escape the Faith at the Station Live. Donnie and the Pool Dudes will be at Joie de Vivre Cafe in Bro Bridge. Cedric Watson performs Artmosphere, and it's the Cathead Biscuit Boys at the Blue Moon Saloon. Friday, the Steve Cohen Blues Band perform at Cité des Arts. That starts at 7 p.m. The Modern Jazz Movement play at the Blue Dog Cafe. As mentioned earlier, Brass Bed, Carbon Poppies, and Ben Jones will do a free show at the Blue Moon Saloon to benefit the Tipitina's youth program. And the Pits will be at Artmosphere. Saturday, Sassafras Jubilee at the Blue Dog Cafe. The New Moon Reprise happens, hosted by Caroline Helm at the Blue Moon, and that again starts at around 9 o'clock. David Egan with the Zordico Stompers play Artmosphere Saturday. And Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie at Pat's Fisherman's Wharf. Moving to Sunday, Brett Vedrine plays Artmosphere during the afternoon, evening. Caleb Elliott, accompanied by Sam Broussard, play Brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Jamie Kelly will be performing at Dewey's Lounge in Youngsville. And Brennan Lee, along with Noel McKay, perform at the Blue Moon on Sunday. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Old Gold with Lee Klein Peter. At 1 o'clock, Joanna Devine has the Avalon Variety Hour. We're going to hear some classic 60s sounds from a group led by Bill Reinhart, formerly of The Leaves and the Merry-Go-Round with Emmett Rhodes. He had recorded a single with a band. They called themselves The Common Cold. And the record they recorded was called Come Down. Come Down with The Common Cold. We'll also hear from the 1966 group The Odyssey, one of the many groups and performers of the stable of the White Whale label out of California, who did a lot of sunshiny pop back then. Well, let's begin with an album coming out in another week or so. They'll actually be on David Letterman on June 3rd. The release comes out on Tuesday, May 27th. Talking about the three-piece outfit known as Spanish Gold, title track to their new album, South of Nowhere. From 1968, the group called The Odyssey with Little Girl, Little Boy. Reminds me of that Phil Phillips recording The Evil Dope, where Little Boy, Little Girl. Before that, from 67, the group called The Common Cold, led by Bill Reinhardt, we heard Come Down, and King Khan and the Shrines, Better Luck Next Time, and Spanish Gold, title track to their new album, South of Nowhere. From 1973, this is the Lafayette area group Zyder Z, who came out of the ashes of Thomas Edison's Electric Light Bulb Band. This is a recording done at Glacier Studios in Nashville, recorded by legendary producer Kyle Lenning. This is a song called After the Shine's Gone. and The Who take us out of another week of Medicine Ball Caravan broadcasts. This is from the album Tommy, the instrumental Sparks, written by Pete Townsend. The Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Great Memorial Day. Come on back. I'll be here Memorial Day morning.